Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve's Head of the Morning now, 7:47 here on KNSS on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council takes public comment on $629 million budget plan.
Two.
Local and state primary votes still being counted after many mail-in ballots.
One.
Primary election day in Kansas. Marshall wins Republican vote to run for U.S. Senate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things still going fairly well in traffic here in the Wichita area. We are getting word from the Kansas Turnpike that that K-Tag lane still closed on the Kansas Turnpike at the K-96 Toll Plaza. The other exit lane open, but that K-Tag lane closed at K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
30% chance for early rain, then partly sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low will be 65. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy. 40% chance for rain and a high of 86. Now mostly cloudy. We've got a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 63 degrees with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Having a little fun with this one. August is National Sandwich Month. What is your favorite sandwich? And we've given you several choices here, seven choices to be exact. Here's the way it's stacking up so far. Tuna salad, 3%. Grilled cheese, 7%. Roast beef, 7%. PB&J, 7%. Kind of stuck there. Turkey sandwich comes in third at 13%. Ham, just a little better at 15%. Number one with 46% of the vote, Ted, is the BLT.
That's a big percentage.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Is
never underestimate the power of bacon.
Bacon, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve and Ted poll question. It's on our webpage there, knssradio.com. As the debate over mail-in voting heats up, Facebook is stepping up to help explain the process.
Fox on Tech.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, many states are making vote by mail easier so people can safely cast their ballot in the November general election. And to help out, Facebook is preparing for the U.S. to use mail-in voting and will begin educating users on the process in an effort to stay ahead of any attempted misinformation campaigns. Social media sites Facebook and Twitter have already flagged some of the president's claims about mail-in voting being inaccurate and fraudulent, redirecting users to voting information. In an interview with the New York Times, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed one potential issue of mail-in voting, a delay in getting results, saying, quote, getting people ready for the fact that there's a high likelihood that it takes days or weeks to count this, and there's nothing wrong or illegitimate about that. Facebook will also implement rules around premature claims of victory or other results because of the slowdown in counting ballots. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
U.S. stock indices drifted higher Tuesday as Wall Street's big rally eased off the accelerator. The S&P rose 12 points after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. Stock indices are hanging at or close to their record highs after clawing back all or most of their sell-off from earlier in the year. And the S&P is within 2.4% of its all-time high set in February. But caution is still hanging over markets. Gold rose to another record. The Dow climbed 164 points. Yesterday, the NASDAQ rose 34 points. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got some good news from Textron today. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Textron Aviation announcing on Wednesday two new aircraft models. Company leaders said the new aircraft are the result of significant customer feedback. The models are the new Beechcraft King Air 360 and King Air 360ER turboprop aircraft. Deliveries expected to begin in the fourth quarter. Company leaders say pushing forward with new models shows a dedication to the product line and indicates overall company health. Meanwhile, Spirit AeroSystems CEO Tom Gentile says his company is resetting itself. Gentile said Tuesday the company is doing its best to take advantage of a difficult period in its history to prepare for better days. Gentile says they plan to remove production of the 737 forward fuselage to another spot on its campus and may move some sub-assembly work to Tulsa. And the Wichita City Council's authorized city staff to create policy language that would authorize a public vote on whether or not to demolish Century 2 or the former downtown library. At the same time, the council ratified their legal department's motion to dismiss the petition signed by more than 17,000 Wichitans in Sedgwick County District Court. The council will take up the issue again in a couple of weeks. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, any surprises for you in the primary election results?
Really, I haven't had a chance to go through them. Not really. I don't think there are any huge surprises.
Not any big ones. Okay. Today is National Work Like a Dog Day. Okay.
Ah.
Urges us to go charging forth to meet every challenge we face. However, if you look to your dog for direction, confusion may set in. English language is confusing. Take, for instance, two common idioms we use in our everyday lives. It's a dog's life and work like a dog. Yeah. Now, I was at my daughter's house last night. She has two rat terriers. And I got to tell you, those are probably the least hardworking two dogs I have ever seen. They're not fit for much except, you know, jumping around and acting like fools.
Yeah.
So it worked like a dog.
So
you
do
work like
that,
a dog. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, jumping around like fools.
Some people do work like dogs. Now, whenever I go into the house, Pete and Rudy see me coming, and they swarm me because they know I'm going to go to the closet and bring out those little treats that look like bacon.
Right.
Yep. And I'm going to feed these two guys some bacon. So I've become their favorite guy.
Do you make them shake or do anything else?
Yeah, they can shake. They've taught them to shake and sit and all that. So, in many regards, they are much like some of the people we work with. Then, right, Dad? Right.
Obedient,
trusty, trustworthy, friendly.
Yeah. I work like a dog. I have an attention span of about 3 seconds.
Yeah. I like it when you wag your tail when you see the boss coming.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
The great thing about Ted, though, is he is house trained, so that's good too.
Well, for the most part, anyway.
Yeah, it's work like a dog day.
I have my good days and bad days.
Work.
7:55. Thanks, guys. Coming up, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on KNSS. We have the latest on the primary election. Of course, Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yes, our daily visit with Mitch Holtus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp. Coming up in sports.
How about entertainment news? You got some border for us?
Oh, yeah. We'll get you caught up on your entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
Plus traffic and weather all in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.